Welcome to New Delhi. Please remain...
Right about the time you hear that, the smell hits you. Delhi, India. Bright colors, constant noise, and an odor that's ever-changing. It's not offensive, it's just there. The result of countless open fires along sidewalks and roadways as people try to keep warm. Factories spewing pollution, sewage, and traffic. Traffic like you've never seen or heard before. Honking is a national sport. It's how you let other cars know you're there. It is ubiquitous from the moment you step out of the airport to the moment you return there to leave. On Tuesday, I returned from Mungeli, India, after a two-week mission trip working at a Christian hospital in that town.
Me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
I traveled there with five other folks from Country Club Christian Church here in Kansas City.
Sandra Finney.
Mary Linda McDonald.
Stephanie Becker.
Ken Hubble.
Hannah Fenley.
And since we've been back, we've been asked countless questions about the trip. Like, how was the food? How long was the flight? 37 hours, 19 minutes, 8 seconds. Not that I was counting. But also questions like, did you paint stuff, hand out Bibles, build something, convert a lot of people? No, none of that. We were just there.
The feeling of presence is the most important thing. Whether it's Kansas City or Virginia or the UK or Denmark, they come here and they share their talents, they share their ways. They're very open in many ways about who they are. For a culture and a society like ours, where people are scared to come out of the box and express themselves.
Dr. Neil Henry is the director of Christian Hospital Mungeli. He says when he started there 13 years ago, there were four patients, two light bulbs, no equipment, and about 22 staff. Boy, how things have changed.
It's the only hospital with a CT scan around the area, the only hospital with 2-3 ultrasounds. We're going to start the first low-cost cancer center in the state. We have only local girls from the state who come here and they get low-cost nursing training. We've invested in a school where we have about 920 kids now who get low-cost English education.
And that's what it sounds like at 7 a.m. to ride one of the six school buses that carry those 900-plus students to school 6 days a week. You do the math. On a bus with 42 seats, there were over 100 kids, plus three of us. Outnumbered? You bet. It's a constant.
A country which is the most populated country in the world and the most as far as population density is concerned.
India is one-third the size of the United States and has four times the population. And that makes poverty a massive problem.
Coming to a third world country, it's everywhere. It's much more overwhelming.
Hannah Fenley has seen poverty on mission trips to Chicago. The others in the team have seen it in Nicaragua or South Dakota or even in mission work here in Kansas City. But this was different. Extreme poverty from the biggest cities to the most rural of towns. And while your brain runs on overdrive, trying to process how to fix it, you quickly realize you can't do it with money. So how do you help? The answer is the same, no matter if you ask someone there or here.
I think it's about people, and people are the most important, and how we get to be connected.
You get to meet great people.
It's the love of the people.
Making a connection, and I think I'm starting to get that.
And Dr. Henry says you can have an even bigger impact if those people are young. Like the dozens of young men and women who've left their villages to learn nursing. The kids in kindergarten being taught English from the moment they walk in the door. Start young and you can change their perspective and change their dreams. And as I saw in Prerna, one of the nursing interns assigned to me to make me more comfortable in my new surroundings, she now connects her perspective to her patients. And that's how things start to change from within. And then you start to realize that despite geography, the color of our skin, even one's comfort level with using a toilet, that's a whole nother story, trust me. We are more similar than different.
Come to any country in the world, I think, and if you give a kid a stick, they play. Sometimes it's baseball, sometimes it's cricket, sometimes it's just playing with a stick.
That's my wife, Stephanie. We met on a mission trip. You can also hear the similarities between us. And by the way, they sing three verses of that song in India. Sandy Finney used her skills as a teacher to work with the kids and teachers in India.
I like to see how people live. I like to see their culture, and I like to see if there's a way I can, you know, help or be a part of it.
Being present doesn't always mean talking with folks. Hannah used her flute to connect with kids and nurses, most of whom had never heard the instrument, let alone had a chance to try and play it. And Mary Linda McDonald, a hospice chaplain here in Kansas City, says her mission trips have been life-changing for her.
They've opened up my whole perspective. I've looked out further than I ever used to, beyond what I do where I live.
People say to me, wherever I go, if we come to Mungeli, what can we do? We have no skills. And I can tell them in a very simple way that even the skill of just knowing English or just being a person with an open heart is more than enough to be able to be useful and to be able to open up to a community like this.
So whether wandering the marketplace with nursing students or the halls of a hospital ward in India, whether working with low-income folks in Chicago's inner city or at a shower and laundry ministry in Kansas City, it's amazing to see how a little heart can change what money cannot. So today, we celebrate the missionary in all of us, hoping to effect even a little positive change in our world.
आजा जिंदे शामी आने के तले है आजा जरी वाले नीले आजमाने के तले है नच कोयलों पे रात बिताई है अखियों की नींद मैंने फूकों से उड़ा दी गिन गिन तारे मैंने यूं